Lobbyists are paid to influence legislation. One way they build relationships with lawmakers is by hosting political fundraisers. That's happening a lot this election season with lobbyists for business, labor, and other interests. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins staked out one in Tacoma.
I'm outside the Wells Fargo building, where a group of mostly business lobbyists is hosting a fundraiser for House Republican floor leader J.T. Wilcox. Now, he's up for re-election, but he's also a key player in Republican efforts to take control of the Washington House this November.
Hi, J.T.
I caught Wilcox as he was arriving for the event in his trademark blue jeans and cowboy boots. He was a bit surprised.
An ambush, huh?
But he did take a few minutes to talk with me before going inside.
I would say, first of all, it's people that I know anyway. I don't keep track of who brings money, who doesn't.
The lobbyists on the invitation for this event represent banks, oil companies, restaurants, also doctors, dentists, and farmers. There were lobbyists for Amazon, Costco, FedEx, and Monsanto.
How concerned should the public be about the relationship between lawmakers and lobbyists?
I think that people should scrutinize contributions to politicians of both sides. I don't think that money itself is the problem. It's whether or not people are providing quid pro quo.
Something Wilcox points out would be illegal. But what about access? John Dunbar is with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington, D.C. He says lobbyists host fundraisers because it helps cement their role as a conduit between their clients and elected officials.
So these lobbyists get their phone calls returned. If they need a meeting, they get a meeting. And very often they may actually write pieces of legislation or put the kibosh on certain types of legislation.
Now, that characterization bothers one longtime Washington state lobbyist. His name is Charles Brown, and he was one of the hosts for the J.T. Wilcox event.
The relationship between a lobbyist and a legislator is fundamentally similar to that of a constituent and a legislator in terms of sharing information and concerns that they might have over issues.
Brown also notes that Washington has strict campaign contribution limits and strict disclosure rules. So far this year, Washington lobbyists have reported $5 million in campaign checks they personally wrote or delivered on behalf of their clients. It's not clear how much of that money changed hands at lobbyist-hosted fundraisers, but these events are popular.
I think there was shrimp cocktail. A couple of lobbyists brought a couple of bottles of wine.
That's Democrat Roger Goodman. He's the chair of the House Public Safety Committee, and he's recalling a July reception at the home of a lobbyist in a gated community in Olympia. But he says it's not what you might think.
It's not just corporate lobbyists, big money lobbyists.
He says there were lobbyists there for cities and for courts, interests that can't even make political contributions. As for undue influence, Goodman points not to Olympia, Washington, but to Washington, D.C.
Democrats and Republicans are bought and paid for there. And I saw that, and I actually had to participate in that as the chief of staff to a member. And I expected the same thing in Olympia, but it is entirely different.
He calls Olympia collegial, but not corrupt. Over and over again, state lawmakers told me their door is open to anyone, not just lobbyists and campaign contributors. As if to prove the point, J.T. Wilcox invited me to come out to his house in rural Pierce County. Wilcox showed me the view of Mount Rainier from his back deck, and then we sat down to talk about who has more sway, lobbyists or the public.
Your job is not to make just a few people happy. It's to balance the interests of many. And if you don't do that, if you don't look out for the taxpayer and the voter, they find out, and you're not going to be here.
As for how the fundraiser in Tacoma went, Wilcox said he raised a little bit of money and ate a leathery piece of chicken. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.